Time now is 7:41. It is time for the Men's Bowling Report, being brought to you today by Zeeland Lanes and Mr. Jim DeGraff joining us on this Monday morning, as he always does. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. A little bit of a cold. The voice is a little raspy, but yeah, we're getting through it.
You know, I thought for sure I was going to be going down that avenue, too. I had the opportunity to attend the Michigan State-Michigan game on Saturday.
Oh, and all that rain.
And it was, I got soaked, and I was cold, and I thought, oh, no, Monday morning's program is going to be a little scrapey on the voice, but so we made it through it.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. This thing hit me like a ton of bricks on Friday night, and I think I'm on the upside now. I think I'm getting
there
better.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Brent, we're on week number 9 for the bowling calendar. In fact, I just looked at week number 9 from last year. In fact, believe it or not, we're a little bit behind on the 300 games. We had, at this time last year, 15 300s recorded, where Todd Grahams this week recorded 300 game number 8. Todd is our association president for the Greater Holland Bowling Association, and I think he now has recorded in his lifetime 32 300s.
Wow.
So he had one a week ago Friday in the Northland Select, so congratulations to Todd Grahams for having the 8th 300 for the season. Bowling at 299 last week was Steve Branson from the Tri-City League. Ross Fee from the West Ottawa League with a 298. We have had more 11 in a rows this year than what we've had last year. Mark Bachman also bowling 11 in a row with a 297 game last Tuesday in the Tri-City League. Joe Cote, who bowled a 300 a few weeks ago, had a 280 game in the Suburban League. We have three bowlers this week with 279s, and they are Kurt DeYoung from Northland Select, Kevin Pollock from Northland Select, and Jeff Ball from Northland Select. Two bowlers to finish up the top 10 with 278 games, and they are Barry Kuipers from the Suburban League and Mike Mulder from Tri-City. Taking a look at the high series for the week, Mark Bachman with his 297 game had a series of 785 in the Tri-City League. Todd Grahams, along with his 300 game, had a 765 in Northland Select. Steve Branson, along with his 299 game, had a 748 series in the Tri-City League. Jeff Ball from Northland Select with 744. Gary Emiot from Northland Select with 732. Trent Newberry from Northland Select with 725. Nick Coinga from Zeeland Suburban with 722. We had two bowlers this week with 721s, and they were Tom Foster and Bob Zuverink, both from Tri-City. Joe Cote from Suburban with 718. Kevin Pollock from Northland Select with 715. Dale Newberry from Northland Select with 714. Randy Hungerink from Suburban with 710. Todd Carson from Northland Select with 708. Mitch Wainer from the Tri-City League with 706. Bowling a 705 this week was Ted Hackenberg from Tri-City. Mike Bandenbosch from Tri-City with a 704. Seth Bauman from Zeeland Monday Trios with 703. Mitch Wiersma from Zeeland Monday Trios with 702. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with 702. And Tyler Dozeman finishing up the 700 series this week with 701 in the Suburban League. And we'll be back with some tournament updates right after this message.
The bowling season is underway, and Zeeland Lanes has openings right now for league bowlers. Men's leagues at 6 and 8:30 p.m. Tuesday night, 4- and 5-person teams. Also, ladies' leagues, 3-person teams on Wednesday evening. Zeeland Lanes has open bowling every Saturday, 1 p.m. to close. Kids' leagues are also available. Call for other open bowling times, 772-2322. That's 772-2322. Zeeland Lanes is located at 541 East Washington in Zeeland.
Time now, 7:45. Our Men's Bowling Report continues with Jim DeGraff.
Well, thanks, Brent. And the Holland Area Junior Family Tournament is now completed, and Mary Beverly on her show tomorrow will have the unofficial results of that tournament. The State Mixed Doubles Tournament is now completed in Ionia, and we're going to look forward to the opening of our Dear Widows Tournament for the ladies coming up a week from this Saturday on the 16th of November, and that will be held at Northland Lanes, and entry blanks for that tournament are in the bowling centers. Entries are coming in very well for the Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament, and that tournament will open on November 23, and will go for 3 weekends at Northland Lanes. And then we're looking forward already to the holidays. Brent, it's right around the corner for Christmas and New Year's, and the weekend after Christmas and the weekend after New Year's will be our annual 500, 600, and 700 tournament for the men and the ladies, and that will be held at Northland Lanes. And then the state tournament will open on January 11th. And our Holland squad typically goes the second weekend of the tournament, so that will be the 18th and the 19th. Tournament being held this year, Muskegon Lane, or in Muskegon, Michigan. The team event will be held at Sherman Bowling Center, and the doubles and singles events will be held at Northway Lanes. And then the ladies state tournament will be held in Monroe this year, and the squad for the ladies from Holland will be attending on March 15 and March 16. And then our annual city tournament will be right around the corner. That will be during the entire month of February and the first weekend in March. And Lakeview Lanes over in Douglas will be our host for the team event. And the doubles and singles event will be held at Zeeland Lanes. And that will be going on for 5 weekends. So, Brent, that's going to wrap us up again for week number 9. Mary Beverly tomorrow with her program. And she will also have the standings for the Holland Area Family Junior Tournament.
All right, Jim. Very good. I'm just amazed at all those 300 games.
Exactly. It's you know, the technology is completely different today. It's just like if you play the game of golf and go down and buy a new driver, the ball 20 yards further.
Isn't that the truth? That's so true. We got to give a little credit to the bowlers, though, too. Come
on. Exactly. We sure do. You know, we're very fortunate for about the 1,300 bowlers that we have in this area, that their ability is very, very good, and the scores are good, and that gives us something to talk about every Monday.
That is for sure. Okay, Jim, have yourself a great week.
Thank you. You too.
And take care. Men's Bowling Report brought to you by Zeeland Lanes.